Allison looked at the wine glass and spaghetti dinner in front of her. She finally had to admit she had a problem. And it was out of control. It had nothing to do with the wine or the spaghetti. She had neither a drinking nor an eating problem. Her problem was the man sitting at the kitchen table. He had dark hair, dark eyes, and a scar slashed across his left cheek. He leaned back in his chair, blatantly smoking a cigar, ignoring Allison's protests about smoking in her apartment. She knew Al Capone had sent him. He was dressed in a 1940s wool pinstripe suit and fedora hat. Anyone but Allison would have found his manner of dress odd, as it was not the 1940s. They were in Albuquerque on a hot summer evening in 2014. Allison understood all too well his manner of dress, as she had been the one who dressed him. She also knew his violin case contained something far more lethal than a musical instrument. He was not Allison's only problem. Her tiny apartment was bursting at the seams with problems. Music blasting 24 hours a day from Albert the musician, Cecilia the mermaid in her bathtub, and Victor the vampire and his coffin. Yes, she definitely had problems. Even worse, she knew she had created every one of them. She had to stop now. Allison went cold turkey. She immediately dropped her writing class of fictional character development at the university. She changed her major from creative writing to mechanical engineering. Allison's apartment is now empty except engineering books and math equations. She is lonely. Sometimes it's all she can do to resist picking up her pen and paper. Surely she can write just one short story. She is certain she can stop at just one story. Allison does not understand the addicting nature of ink and paper.